with the Mark Hughes Foundation raising hopefully about 100 grand walking from Sydney to Newcastle over 3 days. Billy, are you as fresh as what you were at about 11 o'clock this morning?
There's a few sore muscles, actually. I'm walking around with a few people that are doing a bit of limping, so it's a bit disturbing at the moment, walking through the bush as well.
Bill, it's Fletch. Whereabouts are you, mate?
I have absolutely no idea, Fletch. We're just wandering through the trees aimlessly. It could be anywhere.
You were walking up the Northern Beach. You started getting the ferry this morning over to Manly and then walked the length of the Northern Beaches to Palm Beach. Have you got on the ferry over to the Central Coast yet, or you haven't got there yet?
Yes, we've got over to, I think it was from Wagstaff, maybe.
Yep.
I'm not real familiar with the area. But, we're over in the Central Coast and just wandering aimlessly through the bush. So we could be anywhere.
Can you confirm or deny that Aquila Uwate, former Newcastle Knights flyer, was basically spent after you left Manly?
Mate, honestly, he's gone up some hills, and for such a fast twitch person, I've never seen anyone move so slow. Honestly, he's limping and yelping. It's hilarious.
He's yelping. Fiji Wingy. Yelping his way through the Central Coast. What was the hardest bit of the beaches, mate? It's a beautiful area. I'm very parochial when it comes to this, but what was the bit of it that you thought, what are we doing here?
Really, it hasn't been too much like that. It's just such a beautiful... It was a beautiful morning, lovely sunrise and all that sort of stuff, so I can't really fault anything so far except for the sore toes. But Hughes, he's been following us with these green bananas. I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, the green bananas, the joke that we didn't get yesterday. We buttoned off that and then we just looked at each other and went, and then Mark had to complete his own joke, unfortunately. So apologies again. How is Mark going? Because he's doing the first leg, isn't he? Is he all right?
Yeah, he's still going. He's a little bit stiff, but he's hanging in there.
Hey, Bill, what's the plan for tonight, mate, when you get in? Do you get to have a couple of sharpeners and relax, or you just got to go straight to bed and get up and do it all again tomorrow?
Mate, as soon as I get there, I'm going to tear into an ice cold schooner. And I've actually had to stop myself from going into a few bottles on the way.
A couple of travellers. I think that's
that's not coming out of me.
Fair enough. Well, I was talking to Luke, who's the organiser of this great event, the actual walk, which, yeah, they're up to nearly 90 grand. They're hoping to raise 100. So I reckon by the time you get to Newcastle on Saturday for the game that you'll be over the 100 mark, which is huge for the Mark Hughes Foundation. We had Mark on yesterday. But talking to him, he said you've got 17 rooms at the Crown Plaza Terrigal. I looked around. I reckon there's over 34 people there. So what's going to happen with the rooming situation, Billy?
There's possibly head to toe going on at this stage. I don't think anyone really knows it, although I shouldn't say that. It's been organised tremendously by Luke and his big crew, so I'm sure it'll work out, but could be head to toe.
Now, Billy, let's change tack, talk about your Knights. Currently sitting at 14th. Obviously, they've had the issues with injuries, especially the two leaders in Kalen and Mitch Pearce, and they've had a lot of inexperience, but... Finishing off the season, what's a pass mark, do you think, for the Knights?
Oh, look, I think everyone in Newcastle, it's the sort of place where people really, results don't matter sometimes, and particularly where we are now. We're at a point where it's all about credibility now. So at the end of the day, if they give it a red hot crack, people will be with them. But if they don't, they'll lose people on it. That's the sad reality of where we're at the moment. And as much as we love the place and the team, it's just that's something that needs to happen. We just have to not give up, and people will, you know, we can forgive a result as long as everyone's having a real red hot crack. So I think that's, in terms of pass marks, that's what we're looking for from the team for the rest of the year. You know, obviously at times it's been hard to watch, so hopefully things do improve. And like you say, with the return of Mitch Pearce and Kalen Ponga, they'll give them a bit more direction and a bit more impetus in attack. So hopefully things improve.
Well, there was a story going around, Billy, that linking Mitchell with Cronulla, going back and with his former teammate Craig Fitzgibbon. Do you think Newcastle would be wise to let Mitchell go and try and blood? I mean, there's a young Phoenix Crossland who's had a taste, or do you think they're not just yet without letting Mitchell go?
Oh, look, it's just a tough one, isn't it? Look, at Mitchell's point in his career, he's got to do what's best for him. And I suppose, ideally, he'd be at our club for a little bit longer. He's a tremendous competitor, and his experience will really help us during the back end of the year. But at the end of the day, he's got to do what's best for him. And, you know, hopefully that's at Newcastle. But, once again, whatever's best for him is probably best for the club. If he wants to, if he doesn't want to be there, he's probably better off. And we're probably better off if he isn't, you know. So hopefully, from every conversation I've ever had with him, he loves the place. So I hope he gets to stay. But I suppose time will tell what happens there.
Billy, just with you were at the recent reunion for Newcastle, the 2001? The old boys?
2001, yeah, 20-year reunion, yeah. So it was a reasonably big campaign.
Who was the best on ground? Who got the Dally M Award for the best performer across the few days?
Well, there's the usual suspects, of course. You know, you've got your Ben Kennedys and Andrew Johns. I think Bennett had a few days on the sit before he got here. So he was in fine form
warmed up and
ready to rock and roll. So, the former number seven was outstanding as usual. So Mark Hughes actually had a few cameos on the up with the rock and roll band on a couple of occasions. So that was really noted, and it was a good weekend had by all.
Because we were speaking yesterday about it, and did you know going into that because Newcastle were. Well, Parramatta were raging hot favourites. Did you know that? Like, what came? Why did you come out so strong and blow them off the park? In like, was there one moment in the game, or was there one moment during the week that you guys just knew that you were going to win?
Look, I think there was a few things leading up to the game that sort of gave us a bit of confidence. You know, earlier in the year we'd sort of done a bit of a job on them up at Marathon, and then they touched us up down at Parramatta Stadium. But I think we were supremely confident. We had, had our better players were on form. They had really good final series. We didn't change our routine. A lot of teams will go in camp and do all that sort of stuff. But we kept our routine as close to normal as possible. And we had a fair bit of experience. Blokes had played grand finals before in the team. So I think that really worked well for us. The other positive, I think, is Hague's didn't try and overcoach us. He sort of left us with a bit of autonomy to do our own thing. And I think that with the mix of experience and youth that we had in the team at the time, I think that was the perfect mix. And it was just sort of, it all came through. And in that first half, it was probably the best half of football I've been involved with. And for it to happen on a grand final night, it's probably as good a time as you could ever ask for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and happily for Brian, it's given him 20 years of material with his good friend that he shares a couch with at Fox League.
Well, that is hard to watch when Nathan's there sitting crying, and he talks about it, how that was the unlosable grand final. Because 2009, Heidi says...
They're unders, yeah. They're
yeah, he goes, we're never going to... But it was the 2001 that when they broke all the records. And well, Billy, I hope you're proud of yourself that you've absolutely give it to one of Parramatta's and one of the greatest footballers and journeyman and hard man, and you've made him weep like a little baby. But, I mean, it brings joy to me every time I just said that. I feel good.
I must say every time I bump on him, he squeezes my hand that little bit extra. when we shake hands.
Billy, we'll let you keep walking. Hopefully you don't... stumble across the famous Kincumber Yeti or something like that as you're trying to wind your way through to Terrigal. Enjoy the big steak and beer coming your way at whatever time you get into the Crown Plaza at Terrigal this evening. And thanks for joining us.
Will do, Jen. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Billy.
Billy Peden. Lovely bloke. Really enjoyed the walk with him this morning. Cessnock, born and bred. He used to tell the story of how he'd look across. He'd know Andrew. He was a few years younger, Andrew Johns, and Andrew was like richly talented, but Matty really had to work on his game, and he'd always see he was an apprentice mechanic, Billy, and he'd look across the oval there in Cessnock because the mechanics backed onto the main oval there, and he'd always see Matty after school doing the chip and chase to himself and passing and kicking and working on his game.
Well, it wasn't with himself. It was because he had the cat.
Well, yeah.
He had the cat, Philip, who would. He said the cat was like a dog, So he'd do a chip and chase, and the cat would just run along with him. I don't know whether is Philip a sort of a metaphor for something else or someone else?
Imaginary friend?
Yeah, he's just sort of. Because I know cats. Cats hate people.
Yes, they do. Don't trust cats.
Billy, that Newcastle team has. You could make a team of like the nicest people in rugby. Danny Badiris, mm-hmm. nicest person in rugby. Mark Hughes. Billy Peden. Mm-hmm. Then you go on the other side, the worst, Andrew Johns. Ben Kenny when he's had a skinful. Manny when he's had a skinful. So they got the yin and the yang up there. Maybe that's why they were so successful.
Balance. Balance. Life's all about balance. By the way, the beanies. Buy a beanie and make a donation to show your support to defeat brain cancer. Visit markhughesfoundation.com.au or in-store at Lowe's or participating IGA stores. That walk is going on at the moment. I flipped something up on my Instagram. You did yesterday as well. The Mark Hughes Foundation. It's all across there on Instagram. Check it out.
Where you can buy a beanie.
Where you can buy. Or you can just straight up donate to the walk that they're doing, and then that goes straight away if you can't get down to a Lowe's or an IGA at the moment.
Just want to give a shout-out too. So Georgia Tate, happy birthday, Georgia Tate. She's a big fan of the show.
Why didn't you tee up with Alex the happy birthday songs? Remember when they used to do that on radio? And it's a big happy birthday, and they'd play the happy birthday song.
Can we do that?
Too late. No. He's good, but he's not actually.
We'll do it at the end of the
show. She's a Justin Bieber fan.
Bieber?
I don't know, but I'm just.
Loves the Biebs.
Why don't you text in some happy birthdays? We might do it at the end of the show.
Yeah, big happy birthday.
On to everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listeners, if you know someone that's got a birthday, we'll do it like a romper room style farewell to the birthday. Yeah.
Have you heard the secret tapes of Alan Jones that Hack on Triple J played once? I don't know if we're allowed to.
No?
Yeah, he does his happy birthday.
Oh, wait, I think we got one.
Yeah.
The young boy from Brisbane, how good is it? How good is it? What's his name? Horn. How do we spell it? H. O-R-N, Horny, Horny, Horny. Come on, ramp it up.